Hello, I'm Mabel here. I'm from Preston FM Community Radio. May I know your name, please?
Maureen MacDonald.
Oh, lovely. Maureen, what have you got here for today?
Myself, John and Doreen, we do the tea, coffee and cakes for all the ladies and the children that come in. And they're all at a reasonable price, 10p, so they can all enjoy themselves and have a good time.
Do you live in this area?
Yes, we all live in the area, and we also not just help and work in the church, we also help in the Vine House Cancer Charity Shop down here. And we get a lot out of it. We enjoy working in there and mixing with people in the community.
Okay. So what do you think we can improve in this community here?
How can we improve? Well, we all enjoy being with the community, and it's having the community involved in what is going on in the church and around us, and enjoying the area and making the most of what we have here.
But do you have some ideas where there are things faulty, or, you know, there are some empty shops, or do you think there could be a much improvement to be done in this whole area?
Yes, there could be a lot of improvement. There could be more put into it, as we are the gateway in and out of Preston. The area has been improved by the council, new doors, new gates and fencing for people. But we also need some money put in into the shops so that there is more involved instead of people always having to go to the town centre and paying bus fare. It is nice more in the area.
Okay, so anything else? Do you enjoy the parks here?
The park is okay. It could be improved a great deal. A lot of people allow the dogs going on fouling, and, you know, some of the teenagers on. It is okay. It needs improving and a bit of money spent on it by the council.
Okay. Do you think the dogs, when I walk around here, the dog poo is everywhere? Is it?
It is tremendous. It's terrible. When I'm walking home from the charity shop, you're having to walk in circles to walk past it. You'd never see the dog wardens. I've never seen one yet. Yeah. You know, there is nobody to stop it. Everybody just does their own thing, and it is wrong. They should realise it's their area that needs looking after.
Yeah. Is there any way we could... I can see litter everywhere, even in front of the churches. So what do we do about it?
Outside the takeaways, there should be a bin, and each of those takeaways, I'm not objecting to them, everybody needs to make the money, but if they had their own bin there, then at the end of the day they could take that black bag in and empty it, and it would save the litter off the chippies, the takeaways all being blown over Newhall Lane.
Yeah, have you heard of James Hall?
The old sailors.
Yeah, what do you think about that? Could they help us in any way?
Well, we all need help, and it needs help putting into the area to making it better for everyone, which is what we want, to enjoy a nice area like it used to be, you know.
Yeah. How it is used to be then?
I mean, I have lived on Dimmock Road for 30-odd years, and we have had the wildlife and the people, the council helping behind there, making it better for the children, the hopscotching, the gardening, and getting the children involved. And if the children and people could make posters and letting people know in the area how they could make it better.
Wow, that's really nice. So nice talking to you. May the Lord bless you.
Thanks very much indeed, and you too.